Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance. I'm Jenna Ushkowitz, and I'm Kevin McHale. Kevin's not in the studio right now, but we have a treat for you anyway. It is part two of Significant Others. We have David J. Stanley, Austin P. McKenzie back again for more games, grilling, and all that fun. But first, Jenna, what did you have for breakfast? Oh, that's a funny question because I usually have the same thing. Before we get into part two with David and Austin, we have a deal for you from Tamar Melon, the new luxury footwear brand from the co-founder of Jimmy Choo. Tamar Melon is redefining luxury and breaking all the rules with shoes that are handcrafted in Italy in the same factories as other luxury designers. So just go to tamaramelon.com/showmance for $100 off your first pair through the end of December. So use code SHOWMANCE at checkout. You only have a couple of weeks left. And their fit quiz makes it easy to find your size based on other brands you wear. Like I've said before, I love these platforms. I love these shoes. I bought a bestseller. I've not taken them off since I got them 2 months ago. No retailers, ladies. They deliver directly to you, and they provide complimentary shoe care with every purchase. Everything is guaranteed with repairs for up to 2 years, and they have incredible customer service that you can chat with on the phone. Real people. Free shipping and returns, and no limit to when you can return. 0% financing available through Affirm, because luxury shouldn't be exclusive. Don't miss out. Celebrity fans of Tamar Melon are our friend Gwyneth Paltrow, Meghan Markle, Michelle Obama, and of course, Jenna Ushkowitz. So shop tamaramelon.com/showmance for $100 off your first pair through the end of December. Use code SHOWMANCE at checkout. That's TAMARAMELLON.com/showmance. Let's get to David and Austin.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang Podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
David, can you talk about what you do for work?
Absolutely.
I want to learn more about you.
Sure.
I asked him to write me a bio for this because I couldn't find one on Wikipedia for David Stanley.
Don't worry, it'll come.
Because I remember one of the biggest, I think, selfish things. I was like, yes, Jenna, date him. Don't this up. Sorry, now you got to bleep that out.
Was that he, number one, didn't work in the industry?
No, but he worked in politics.
Yeah. That's right. So I work in both the nonprofit and political sectors, and I've done that for really my whole career. I just for some background. So right out of college, I joined a program called Teach for America, which is like a Peace Corps for education. It's sort of the Cliff Notes version of it, but recruit college graduates and professionals to go teach in low-income urban and rural communities all across the country. And for further background, I would say, like, I grew up in a very socially conscious household. There's the artistic and kind of film and TV side of my family, and there's the socially conscious side of my family. But I grew up hearing about the civil rights movement, talking about Dr. King and Cesar Chavez and watching political debates and really thinking about a lot of those issues. And so I was very, very passionate. And so that experience of teaching through this program, Teach for America, was really kind of a catapult for me into believing in the potential of really good programs like that to help youth and people in disadvantaged circumstances to really improve their life outcomes. And so I've been a part of that kind of work for a long time. So I taught for a long time and worked at Teach for America for a long time, and then since have consulted to and worked for different nonprofit groups and also political candidates that I think do great work on behalf of disadvantaged communities.
Ooh. One of the, again, selfish benefits of having David now within our friend group is during this
group chats.
Yes, during this political cycle, we exchange texts about, oh, what do you think of this person? Oh, this person was good on The View today.
Yeah. Or watch his speech. Good. Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah. And so we keep each other updated a bit, abreast of what's happening.
That's right. And we can fangirl collectively over Pete Buttigieg and Chastain.
We gotta watch. Right. We gotta watch the debates together.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We should.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, have a debate party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Done.
Yeah.
I got to cleanse the air from the last election. Yeah. So I think a new political.
Well, even the last debates were sort of.
Yeah.
Stressful.
We gotta get that stank out.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I'll leave the windows open this time. Jenna, have you enjoyed being around someone who has such a different line of work, but who also knows about your line of work?
Well, yeah, more importantly, he totally gets it. Both his parents are producers and, you know, work in distribution and in the industry. And so it was like he gets it, but he's not in it. There's no number one competition. Number two, there's no like... two unemployed actors at the same time, like twiddling their thumbs.
We're not familiar with that at all.
No.
Whatever do you mean?
People are always like, don't date another actor.
Yeah.
It's been nothing but beneficial.
See,
yeah.
That's
nothing
good.
But
I did, because I never, I got that in the sense of like, oh, actors are crazy and super insecure and, all about themselves, which I totally understand. So that aspect I get. But the other aspect that somebody explained to me later down the road after you and I had been together for like a year was that, no, when you're both unemployed and just sitting around doing nothing, you can drive each other mad because you're not doing
crazy.
Anything. And I was like, oh, totally. I can totally see how that could happen. Yeah. Luckily, Austin and I think, have a really good, like, healthy balance also of, like, if one person, like, sort of like how Jenna and I do, if one person's, like, feeling down or discouraged, we're like, no, you got this.
Like, we're good at, like, we're
lifting
good at,
each
like,
other up.
Exactly. Yeah. We all, I think also another thing, too, is, like, we have a healthy mindset towards acting and work. Like, we don't fill our heads with it every day all the time. Like, we don't have that much
pressure. It's not the be all end all.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's funny because some actor couples would be like, you know, it's so great to have an actor who understands what you're going through and come home to it and be not to explain to them what it is. Whereas, like, for me, it's like, he's like, I don't understand what your turnaround means and what all of these things mean. And it's like, well, let me educate you for once, because David's always educating me, and it's just like, it's fun to actually explain to somebody the way you see the world and, you know, come together and not have done the same thing all day.
And knowing that he can get it, though, you can grasp the concept of what
totally is. It's been
when we finally like started on the music end, like when we finally started sharing our music with each other, that's also been like absolutely nothing but beneficial, because we're both super like, not, there's no ego involved, I don't think, for either of us, so I just want to hear everything you think about my music, and I think vice versa. Yeah. Like, we just
also we're writing music about each other, which is strange.
Love it.
But we've gotten used to that, because I remember the first the first song I did for my EP was a song called James Dean that is, I mean, very inspired by Austin. And I remember, like, okay, we did this song last night, it's just a rough idea, let me just show you, and didn't think to like preface it with also, by the way, it's about you.
Yeah.
And then like,
but like in like specific details, not just like this person that I'm, it was like
details. Like, oh,
I think we get to like the hook and you're like, oh, it's about me. I'm like, oh, yeah, you should, it's all just going to be about you, So it actually has been good. Once we opened that floodgate of this is sort of uncomfortable,
it's like,
I think we respect each other's opinions.
Yeah.
David, do your parents think you're crazy because you're dating an actor?
Yeah.
Totally. We talk about it all the time.
Oh, my God.
No, they couldn't love Jenna more, and it's... you know, it's like one of these things where you have such archetypes or stereotypes about what actors are like, and I just feel like in all of the best ways, while she's all of those things and is a phenomenal actor and producer and much more, she is couldn't be more down to earth and couldn't be more opposite of the stereotype. And so when people meet her who actually don't know, that's always fun when people don't know what she does.
I love it.
I love not – it's like I don't – I wouldn't say anything, because I want them to kind of get to know her on the basis of the fact that she's an awesome person.
Yeah. Ditto for Kevin.
Yeah.
Just
They always say, I love when going to like education events with David, like that. And they go, you know, they talk to David and what he's up to and blah, blah, blah. And then they look at me and they go, so are you in the education space as well? And I'm like, no, I'm an actor.
You educated but I'm like, teens no, about but all thank kinds
you.
Of things.
No, but thank you so much. Have you taken?
We so, have been in textbooks,
of,
Jenna.
What?
Yes.
Get
really?
The freak
yes.
out of here.
Wait, I need to hear more.
I don't. People used to send me
screenshots. Like, well, Kevin and I made it into This Is 40 too.
Oh, we did.
They were like the kid in the wheelchair and the Asian girl from
Oh,
late.
That's right.
And we were like,
we were
yes.
actually. I was like, Kevin, this movie's so good. Like, you need to see it. And I didn't remember that part, and we were just laying on the couch, and then it came up, and I was like, oh,
it's like, I've made
you're
it.
In the movie.
Yeah. We've made it.
Yeah.
We take the anagram test, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Enneagram.
Mm-hmm. You guys have to take it at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin and I took it, and it's funny, because like, we operate so differently in so many ways, and yet we took it, and I was like, what'd you get? And he's like, what'd you get? And I was like, a one, and he got a one, too.
It's the exact
so,
same.
We got the same exact.
Is that good or bad? There's no good or bad?
No, there's no good
no,
or bad.
No, it's like,
classification
like the,
sort of like your personality.
Oh, personality.
Yeah. Like a group, the group
How
members.
How did Kelty describe it? It was like the things that you do to hide the things you're most scared of, kind of. Like the way you kind of guard yourself.
And how you process
and you
things.
Process
yeah.
yeah, exactly. So
apparently
anyway, but
like
Kevin
same,
and I have
ways.
The same, yeah, that we do in different ways.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Aww.
So you're both number one.
We're both number one.
You're both
one.
Number one.
We are
so that
number
means
one.
You guys can't be number one.
I know. There's no way that we have the same, David and I have the same Enneagram. There's no way.
There's no way.
Yeah.
No.
That's another thing, too.
Maybe
you
guys
Kevin
have
and I
one.
Are so
different. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of like work
but it
stuff,
works.
We're,
it,
this,
it
we're very similar,
works.
But in personality, we're very different.
But again, like, 1,000,000% complimentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
I love
so.
It.
Yeah.
We make each other better.
Okay, should we play
My
a game?
My better half.
Yes.
Let's or is that
game.
It? Should we keep talking? What
I
do we do?
Know.
I love games. Let's play a game.
All right.
Before we continue with David and Austin, you guys need to check out the newest season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Winner of 16 Emmys and 3 Golden Globes.
Amazon original The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is back with an all-new season now.
Hailed as one of the best shows on the small screen of any genre by Deadline.
This season takes Midge and Susie on a comedy tour through the U.S.
With stops in Miami, Las Vegas, L.A.
Filled with original music, sweeping dance numbers.
Award-winning costumes.
And Jane Lynch.
Our friend who won an Emmy for this show.
She's like really talented and funny and good.
Oh, the show is my favorite.
And it has some of the most lush production design on TV.
It's 1960, man. Time to see why this beloved series is a modern Marvel. Or should I say, it's 1960, woman.
Yes, there you go. That's nice. So watch the new season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Only on Amazon Prime Video.
And we're back, and we're going to play a game with David and Austin.
Nobody's competitive in this group at all, so I feel really good about how this is going to play out.
So the way this game works...
this up.
I think, it's, you know, it's not so much that I'm competitive, it's just that I'm a really sore loser.
At least you know that about yourself.
Well, yeah. I thought
you were about to say, I guess it's because I'm really, really good.
Oh, no. I'm usually bad at games. And I realize that halfway through the game and give up because I'm a sore loser. And I tell people, it's okay. I'm fine with it. I'm very...
See, I'm not competitive, but I can't do sore losers.
One time my...
Like, if you commit to the game, finish the game.
One time my roommates and Kevin and I were playing, like, a Nintendo... Am I allowed to say that? Nintendo Switch?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know.
Say
like
Nintendo
some...
Switch a lot.
No,
we play it all the time.
We were playing
Mario Party on Nintendo Switch, and I lost twice, and I was in a very bad mood the rest of the night. Like, in the shower, like, stewing.
But, oh, that's me. That's totally
Jenna gets
me, Austin.
Notoriously bad moods.
Like,
we made the mistake of playing Monopoly once, which, like, why would you do that in a relationship in retrospect? Like, what the hell were we thinking?
We did the same thing.
But
I was winning too, and then somehow he swept in.
Yes,
she couldn't talk for like an hour.
Yes,
and earlier
couldn't
in
talk.
Jenna, I get it.
In the relationship, like he didn't know how to handle it, so like he'd try and like comfort me, and I'd be like, "Don't touch me," and like it would be really
bad.
But then now he just knows. He's like, "I'm gonna give you 30 minutes, and we're gonna come back to it, and it's gonna be great." Like
wow.
I'm a
for the
sore,
obviously you can't
sore.
See our faces, but Kevin and I are looking across the table like. Jaws dropped.
Because the first
exactly
time,
me.
I'm always trying to get people to play Monopoly with me. And luckily, David also loves poker like I do. So
we're gamers.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was sick. I was really,
really
sick one week.
Yeah.
And Austin's like, what do you want to do?
I was taking care of
Yeah. Me. I'm like, I want to play Monopoly. Oh. And he had never really played it.
Yeah.
And so I taught him, and he won the first time.
And I was like, I love this game. I was like, this is so fun.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my really God.
Cool. And I was like, Kevin, I promise it's not because I won. This game is actually fun.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't believe I found somebody who loves Monopoly like I do. This is great. We played it another time. He lost. He didn't take it that well. And then, like, a month or two later, I'm like, let's play Monopoly again. He's like, I don't really want to play it.
Like, I don't really
like
that game.
I'm like, I thought you loved it. And we played again, and I whooped his ass. Yeah. And he's like, never again.
Oh, I was like, this is why I don't like this game.
No.
It's not fair.
Okay. So this is the game. It's called the Newlywed Game. Because we're all newlyweds.
Wait. What are you trying to say?
No.
No. Surprise, Austin. You're getting married.
No. Okay. Austin will be stoked.
I'm making my brother and soon to be sister-in-law their wedding cake, and I was saying that I want to make a mock-up of the cake to make sure that it's going to be good. And
can we try it?
I'm going to invite everyone over and say it's Kevin and my wedding cake.
I love that.
That's as close as we're getting to.
You walk in every year in suits. You're like, surprise! This is our surprise wedding. Our wedding Surprise. Day.
I could officiate.
Which
I'm a universal
David
life
is
minister.
You'd
be very
minister.
Good at that.
Yeah.
All right. So the way this game works, yes. The way this game works is I'm going to read this question. Kevin and I have already chosen our answers as to what our
answer is
to the question.
Okay.
And you guys have to guess what it is. So we'll start with the first one.
You guys have to guess our answers.
Okay.
To be fair, though, are we going to flip this around so you guys have to be on the spot?
No, because there's not enough time for that.
And we do what we want. Okay. We want you to answer about
But
us.
I like that push for equality.
Okay, thank you.
That's real. That's real.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they're written down already, so you can't say we're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't make it up. We already answered. Okay.
We trust you.
So.
Mostly.
What was the first movie that you both watched together in a theater? David.
That's a good question.
It's hard. Austin has his head on the
15,
table.
It wasn't Crazy Rich Asians because I saw that with other friends.
Right? Racist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
okay.
Can David go first? Do you know?
This is rough.
Jenna's answers are great.
Like I tried to study up on stuff like this ahead
Did
of time because I figured in a theater.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would have been at Arclight.
So what number was that, 9?
Yeah.
I think I got it.
Okay, go ahead, David.
Three Identical Strangers.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes!
Good job, babe.
Austin?
I want to say that it was 50 Shades Freed or something. I think we did see that together.
No, I just remembered what it actually is.
You're both wrong?
Yeah, we're both wrong.
Kevin!
I wrote down Jackie.
No, that was not the first. Are you kidding me?
What was it?
Absolutely not.
You know
not.
What it was? It was in Vancouver. And
I thought, was it an action movie?
It was that, yes, it was that Henry, that first person POV movie.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Hardcore Henry.
No, I didn't see that with you. I saw that
I saw that with Yes, you did.
Oh,
because
no.
I was like, never in my life would I ever go see this, but he's cute. So
wait,
then,
this is when the seats were connected to the movie, so like they would move and vibrate to the whatever
yes.
was happening.
Oh, the 4D. Remember that?
I thought that was a different guy. Yeah. So,
okay.
To be honest.
Okay. Well, you both got it, so everybody got a point.
That was good collaboration there.
No, that doesn't count.
Teamwork.
We don't get a point.
All right, so
we
David and Jenna won.
Yeah, we're garbage.
Oh, no. See, this is where the competitiveness comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm gonna give up in like two questions once I realize
you
I'm
cannot.
Losing.
Don't give up.
There are nine questions. You can pull
okay.
this out.
All right. Right. Nine questions.
What is your partner's Never. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Pretend I'm not lactose intolerant.
Well, I know that you like simple flavors. I know that you like that. I want to say Oreo, but I know it's not Oreo, so I'm not gonna, sorry. I'm just speaking.
Yeah, I like it. Did it fill the space? Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, is it? Can I? Is it like some specific flavor? Like,
he can't tell you anything.
Chocolate with like I don't know some crazy Baskin Robbins flavor.
Go for it.
It's not some crazy like salt and straw.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
Moonlight lavender on a.
I know you've told me. I know you've told me this before. I think it's either vanilla or chocolate.
God, it's mint chocolate chip, but the white one.
That's right.
Damn it.
White mint
I wouldn't have
chip.
Said white mint chocolate. I might have said mint chocolate.
Yeah, the white
one. Kevin was like, make sure it's the white one.
Damn it.
David.
So I'm struggling on this one. My only question for the group is there a sriracha favorite
ice cream. Oh, my God,
because if
David.
There was,
come on.
That would be it.
Yeah, I was going to say something
similar.
Like,
girl eats 89% of her meals with sriracha.
Can I tell you, there's a period where she stopped eating it because she got acid reflux or an ulcer or something.
Yeah, I got an ulcer.
Yeah, and it was really disturbing that she wasn't eating it. And I was like, Jenna, that we know and love, is gone. She has died. But now she's back to eating it. So.
Oh, don't you worry on that.
Yeah. I really
come
don't
on,
know this one.
David?
I'm going to throw one out there. Yeah. I think it's wrong. Salted caramel.
Ugh, David. Speculoos.
What is that?
Oh,
it's this like funky
Speculoos.
Trader Joe's thing.
Like a James
we talked
Bond
about this
movie.
Last night.
But I didn't know it was your favorite. Cookies
I don't
and cream.
Eat ice cream.
Oh, I know. That's why it was a
either.
Tough question.
Yeah.
All right. No points for anybody. This is
Can
fun.
I have just a quick sidebar, because I knew you guys talked about this on your show.
Yeah.
I brought Sauce That Crunch to the summer camp I work at, and it's a huge
Austin!
Hit. Huge hit.
Yay!
I'm spreading
Steve
it all over the
Steve loves Sauce
He's
That
a real
crunch.
Listener.
Steve's always like, are we going to do a Sauce
he's
That Crunch
always
this
pushing
episode?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, he's always
we actually played Sauce
Wait.
That Crunch on our first date.
Did we really?
Yeah, at Bar Lubitsch.
Wow.
That's,
yeah. That's right.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow. We asked each other if we had ever been arrested, and we played Sauce That Crunch.
Wow.
We got pretty
Quickest
deep.
Way to Jenna's heart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
You must have done really well.
Handcuffs and hot sauce.
Yes, yeah. Babe.
I baked Kevin a pastry feast.
I mean,
oh,
I remember Kevin called me and goes, he baked me pastries.
Guys, I wanted to
hotel.
Get him.
Yeah.
I wanted to trick him
me?
Into loving
That is a baller
The
move.
Second time we hung out outside of work, I said I had like, he's like, what's your favorite dessert? I was like, oh, man, I have the craziest sweet tooth. I did not know he was basically a pastry chef.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I have a plan.
Come home.
And he starts making notes. And he
Come
took
to
me back to his like apartment in Vancouver after we went grocery shopping. And I was like, what is happening? And he baked. He's also on this crazy diet and couldn't
yeah.
eat any of it.
Yeah.
So he made me four different desserts, enough to feed a party of like 15 people.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
We were also both
me.
Playing patients. Ooh. I mean, like characters who had
very,
AIDS.
Very skinny.
So we are supposed to all
wafy.
Be right. very skinny.
And also the another detail on that that's important is not only did I do that, but I played Beyonce while I did it.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Who are you?
He knew all the words
that's
to the
it.
Get Me Bodied extended mix. And I was like, oof, he's the one.
Okay. Next
Sorry.
One.
Okay, next game.
Yeah.
Before we keep going with the boys who stole our hearts, here's a
wow.
way to take care of our hearts in another way. So let's
wow.
give a shout out to the American Heart Association.
Okay, Jenna.
All right.
They're on a mission to help you live longer and healthier by fighting stroke and heart disease.
They want all of us, specifically millennial women like you and I, Kevin, to keep our hearts pumping by getting our 2.5 hours of walking in each week. That's less time than you spend watching Netflix each week.
We're all busy, but we can do it.
So go for a walk.
Or do some squats.
Or if you're sitting down right now, stand up.
Or grab some friends and go dancing tonight.
You can even go for a run while you listen to our show.
Getting your heart rate up for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, could literally change your life.
Learn how to live a better life today at heart.org. That's HEART.org.
This message brought to you by the American Heart Association.
If your house caught on fire, what's the one thing your boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse would grab before leaving?
One thing Kevin would grab?
Yes.
Sophie.
I have a feeling he'd say that. That's not what I put.
What?
Sophie is a strong, independent woman, needs nobody holding
her. Okay, okay, wait. Actually, let me.
Yeah,
let me,
okay,
that's,
okay.
That's fair.
Sophie's
that's
my fair. Dog.
Okay, don't. Yeah.
But Sophie's a junkyard dog.
Let
She's
me do
a street
it again.
Dog. She's a survivor.
Let me do it again, because yes, you would open the door and you wouldn't carry her out.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So, okay, go again.
Well, I need to think.
Okay, okay, David.
So it's got to be our Frenchie Bear.
Woo!
Yeah. No question.
Bear,
actually, she probably
here's the thing.
Bear,
Sophie would
carry.
Run.
Bear would
not
it.
Run. Yeah.
He would roll
Bear
over. He would try to run and then fall off the couch.
Yeah.
She might grab Bear before
like a
she even, like, you know, got to me. It would be a toss-up.
But because you'd be fine.
Yeah,
like,
he's got it.
Sophie's going to be fine.
We have shoes underneath our bed in case there's an earthquake, so we're fine.
We're ready.
Oh, okay. Jenna's been telling me I need to get my earthquake quick
kit
ready.
That's right. Get it ready.
Do you have another guess?
Your SAG Awards trophy.
Close.
No. Oh, I was gonna say. Your like one of your Glee things
yes!
you have hung up the million
Glee
yeah,
plaque.
I give
yes.
him that one.
Okay, we'll
I
take
give
it.
Him that one. That was good.
We'll take what we can get.
Okay.
I really was gonna say
good
that.
Job.
Just I didn't think you'd actually get your SAG Award.
At first, we were answering this the wrong way today, yeah. and I put Bear, and then I was like, David would grab Bear too.
I would. Okay. I would.
Even though he's crazy. What is your partner's shoe size? So what's my shoe size and what's Kevin's shoe size? David,
I'm
going
to have to convert to children's
sizes. Yeah, I was going to say, the
she got real small
feet. Yeah. Lady size, man, or kid size, because I think you've gotten shoes.
David definitely doesn't know this one, so you guys can
Barbie
catch up
feet.
For
Kevin
sure.
has Barbie feet.
Yeah.
Y'all can catch up. Go Come for on. It.
I think Kevin's shoe size is 6, right? 7. Oh, that's not fair. I was so close. I said it the second time. 7.
No.
Can we get half
6.
A point?
David.
I was close.
All right, so I'm thinking about women's sizes. I'm going to say 5.
Ugh, close.
They were both 6. So close.
We were so
6,
close.
You know?
We
Damn,
so
that's pretty close. There's you guys were pretty close. Okay, there's no points for anybody. Okay. What is the destination your partner would most likely choose for a honeymoon?
I got this.
That's I feel like that's kind of tough. Okay, let me think.
David?
I'm ready. Okay. So we just went to Italy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So jealous.
And in light of that, it would be Greece. What?
David.
You're killing me.
No, you're killing me. We've
what
talked about our honeymoon.
Is happening?
I hope we both... We
this
all
is crazy.
Have crazy fights after
Babe,
this.
Babe, we talked about where we're going
I
on our honeymoon.
I distinctly remember discussions about Greece.
The south of f***ing France. Remember we talked about this? This is our honeymoon.
That was just like a trip.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Men.
You're
so,
killing
am I right?
me. You're killing me.
So...
Jeez.
I'm going to. This is where Kevin would want to go for the.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because and, let me just say, I hate the beach. But I know that if Kevin was choosing, he would probably. I feel like you've said at some point, like Costa Rica or something like that. But I'm going to go with my gut, which is Brazil.
What? Yay!
Booyah! I wrote Brazilian beach.
Well, yes.
Babe,
I don't remember. I don't remember the place that. Yeah. What's the place
it's
called?
Fine. It's fine.
All right.
You don't need that. We got a point. Are we tied?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't.
Moving
tell me.
Let's on.
Get it. Let's get it. I'm ready. Okay.
This is an easy one. If you don't get this right,
you both
we're breaking
have
up.
Never met us.
What does your partner wear to bed?
Depends on what kind of night it is.
Ooh. A normal night. Not a sexy
not
night.
A, sexy a
normal
night,
night.
I said that, though.
Like he had tacos for dinner or anything for dinner because his stomach
David, if you
night.
Don't
T-shirt
know.
And underwear.
Yes!
He wears his I don't know what kind of underwear is, but his underwear.
Yes! You guys came
See,
through.
See, this is depending
yeah,
on what type
he did
of
it, too. He said undies
we
slash
got
nothing.
It.
Undies slash nothing.
Okay. We'll keep going.
Nothing for the nothing.
What frightens...
Oh, my God. Steve.
It's getting hot.
Okay. What frightens your partner the most?
Oh, spiders.
Like marriage.
Yay! What did you
marriage?
Say? Married?
Is that what you put?
Or when I talk about us having kids.
No,
the
I
look
put
at,
spiders.
I was going to say spider. I was going to say spider.
Right,
but you
fine.
Didn't.
No, that was a real thing. I swear to
fine,
God.
I
swear
in
my
him.
Sister's life. I was going to say spider.
Okay. You guys get both
generous
get points.
Scoring.
Of course.
Generous scoring. It's okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Now you need to clarify if it's a joke or you're
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or else because I'm not going to be as lenient anymore, Austin. Okay.
Spider.
It's getting
what is your partner's most irritating habit?
But how you? How will you? How will you know what?
Ah, he said just one.
Yeah, like I have a list. Wait.
You guys.
Like.
Well, we could have lists.
Alphabetical.
Too.
Do you want me to read it to you alphabetically?
Uh-huh.
No, wait. How are you supposed to know what I think your most annoying habit is?
That's the fun of the game.
Yeah.
So, but we are basing off of what I would think your most annoying habit is.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I would say that most people would say you farting, but I don't care about you farting.
I know.
Okay.
That's what I put.
I don't
David?
Care. So, yeah, I don't. I love it.
As anybody who listens to this podcast knows, Jenna is a...
Oh, yeah.
She burps like an Alabama
Woo!
Trucker. You know, she's killing it.
Yeah. Okay, one more.
Oh. We're tied.
We're tied.
It's the first thing you said. We're taking it.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, what is... Hold on. Your partner's favorite cuisine.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
this
we're not
going
to get this.
This is tough.
My gut is saying something, but I feel like there's something in my brain saying, no, he said this before. Oh, I've asked you this a million times, and I always forget. Okay.
I don't know, though.
This is tough because I know what my gut says, but it's either Italian sushi or Mexican. It's one of those three.
I want to say that yours is some sort of Asian cuisine, but I got to think about it. My gut says I'm just talking this through, so don't take these.
Yeah,
my gut
poker face
says Brazilian because you always get Brazilian food and you love it, but I know I've asked you this and you've said something else that was unexpected.
Jenna's is Italian.
No! David!
Okay, this is a lot of pressure to at least tie.
Oh, he was confident. Even if he didn't believe it, he just... That was my guy from the beginning.
Yeah, good job, babe.
Yeah.
What do you usually order on Postmates?
Austin is going through it right now.
You get lots of, like, curries and like, Thai food. You get that a lot, but that's not your favorite. You don't really get... I mean, we go to get Mexican food, but that, I wouldn't say that. I know you love Southern food. I know you love Southern food, but... I don't think that's it.
I don't think Austin's ever met me.
The look on Kevin's face right now is Austin talks us out is actually priceless.
I haven't said it yet.
Austin also has like an incredible memory for certain things, but like sort of like basic things like birthdays or names of people if he's met people before. Can't really.
No. We walked out the house to come here, and you're like, we're gonna play this game, and you're gonna do great because it's like
a memory thing.
And I'm like, Kevin, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh yeah, you're right.
All
right,
Austin, this is it. You gotta pick one. He's struggling so
Oh god,
I want to help him.
Help him.
No, don't help me. I think it's fair.
No, but your line of thinking in terms of like what I order on Postmates all the time is correct, but I don't think you know what I order on Postmates all the time. Yeah. According to what you just said.
What do you order on Postmates all the time?
Hey Postmates.
I mean,
I'm just
I usually have this type of cuisine almost once a day.
Yeah.
It's all the time.
Yeah. Same.
Mexican.
Yes!
Oh, yay!
We're tied! Everybody
That was
wins!
A total guess. Yes. Oh, my God.
We can stay together.
Austin,
oh, my God.
You did it.
Wait.
That was clutch.
I don't like this tiebreaker. I don't like this tie. I need there to be a tiebreaker. I need there to be a tiebreaker. What about celebrity crush? Do you even...
Yeah, I'm good with that one.
Fine. Okay. You ready?
What?
Kevin?
Wait.
Well, you're not going to get it based off of your reaction right
now. You're giving me that look. You don't know?
I don't know. I think I know.
It's supposed to be a tiebreaker.
I've told you this before.
No, I know, but we've talked about like three before, so I'm not sure which one.
I've told you about this before.
Okay.
Variety's the spice of life.
I'm going for it. Should I go for it?
Yeah.
Mila Kunis?
Boom.
Yes!
Yeah!
We've totally lost this, Austin.
Kevin, we just talked about this. We literally just talked about this yesterday. That's why I was like, is this fair to do?
Austin. All right, fine.
But I didn't think, because he didn't react.
All right. Okay.
It's amazing. That gives me nothing. I don't remember what we did yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Wait a second.
You barely remember what you had for breakfast.
It's true.
I ask Kevin all the time what he eats.
Starbucks. Feta cheese wrap with tea?
Iced green tea. With no sweetener. Yes. I can only think about my celebrity crushes.
I think I know who yours is, too.
Who?
Shawn Mendes.
Whatever.
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
It drives him crazy.
Who did we talk about?
Kevin.
Come
on. Oh, this is so... I have literally blank slate.
Just throw somebody out there.
Say a name.
Kevin.
I was going to say an athlete, but you don't know any athletes.
Just say... Okay, I'm just going to say...
Kevin!
Are you going to break up with me?
No.
Anybody, Kevin. Anybody.
You can literally say any
Like
name
any
right
name.
Now. You can make up a name.
Seth Rogen.
You don't like
Yeah,
people.
How did you know?
You don't like anyone.
Give him 2 seconds.
I'll say...
2, 1.
Russell Crowe.
Oh, my God. I thought... Russell Tovey.
Kevin! That's weird.
I was like, oh my God. We just talked about this yesterday.
Right. He's also mine. I'm so
Austin,
sorry.
Austin, I hope you don't feel like you lost this game, even though you did.
Do you really want Russell Tovey to know?
I just hope you're not a sore loser after
this God.
Game. Jenna, you're a sore loser. How would you say
it?
How dare you say
that
to me?
I would feel very upset.
Yeah.
You know what? You can rub it in my face.
I hope that you feel okay.
No, I want you to rub it in my face.
This is going to end badly. I have to deal with the ramifications of this.
I'm going
to
flip this table over.
No, I'm saying that I hope that this didn't ruin it for you.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it didn't at all. I'm not competitive.
Because I feel like I probably would have felt a little sore about it.
No, I'm actually okay.
We wouldn't have talked
okay right
for at least 15 minutes.
I would have really been mad.
I'm sorry I didn't hold up our end of the deal.
It's okay. It's
well,
okay.
You guys.
I still love you.
This was beautiful.
We still
thanks,
we,
boys,
we love
for
you
coming.
Both. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Oh,
yeah,
what'd I'm
you
glad.
Think it was going to be?
I'm glad.
Yeah.
All right. Come back next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye.